So when you meet strangers, what is it that you do to get to know one another? You ask questions, I assume. You want to get to know that person, so you start asking some great questions like, where do you live? My question always is, are you married or are you single? Do you have a family? Where did you grow up? What's your job? Where did you go to school? What are your hobbies? I mean, the list could go on and on as you are getting to know other people. Questions, I think, are one of Jesus' favorite ways, favorite methods of helping people to live into what this means, this faith thing, this life as a disciple thing. Challenging listeners, inviting them to a response, inviting them to rethink, and ultimately inviting them into a new and deeper relationship. Who do people say that I am? That very comfortable question, because you can just regurgitate what everyone else is saying around you, and they do that. They say John the Baptist, Elijah, one of the prophets. Many titles can be given to Jesus. We can come up with some of our own titles as well. Lord, Savior, Master, Friend, Teacher, Prophet, Son of God, Redeemer, Christ, Messiah. You could probably add a dozen more to that list as you answer the question that Jesus invites us to go deeper with. Those are great, but who do you say that I am, Peter? Go just a little bit deeper. Be invited into this adventure with me that is often beyond your understanding. And that's what we discover with Peter. He has this right title, but he's not clear about what that title means. He kind of gets this wrong understanding of who Jesus is. And when Jesus starts to go deeper again by saying, I'm going to have to suffer and be killed and on the third day rise again, Peter's like, no way. That's not what the Messiah is supposed to be. Not what I have imagined the Messiah to be. But Jesus, again, invites him to go deeper. Peter has to begin to reevaluate his current context, how he's living within and amongst this empire, and what all this new information about the Messiah means. So he has to discover who this Jesus is. And I would imagine that happens in all sorts of different ways for each of us. When we proclaim Jesus and who Jesus is in our lives, we're asked to do that with humility and with reserve and yet in boldness. We might have this right title, but we may not fully understand its meaning, so we walk into it with reserve and yet boldness for what we know to be true. So if someone was to ask you, how would you answer? What does it mean for us to call Jesus Savior? What does it mean for us to call Jesus Son of God? What does it mean for us to call Jesus the Messiah? This can get difficult when you come up with these definitions and you start sharing and proclaiming this message. It can be hard when families have different beliefs and different opinions, or when you're in your work situations and you're surrounded by all different religions represented. Or maybe it's some cultural or societal conversation with differing opinions around the table and how we define who Jesus is and how we live out this faith. So in the midst of all of those situations and so many others, what does your call to discipleship look like? Because I think that that is what Jesus is doing here when he's saying, take up your cross and follow me. Come into this life of discipleship. Be supported and invited into this life, and then be challenged to go deeper. Find the balance in the two. I think Peter had to go there when Jesus called him out and said, "Get behind me, Satan." You're thinking about the wrong things. This was the challenge. You're thinking about the wrong things. You have to look at things from the point of view of God. In one of the Bible studies this week, that's what we were focusing on, is what does that look like? What is the point of view of God? Somebody quoted Anne Lamott, who said, "If God hates the same people you do, then that is probably not the point of view of God." So what is God's point of view? How do we discover that point of view? And then how do we live that out? Because for different people in different walks of life, it looks very different. So it's not easy, a different Bible study decided. It's not easy to be on this journey, to be in this process, to learn who Jesus is, and then to take that next step of challenge and go deeper. To be obediently humble to what Jesus asks and does as we give ourselves to the neighbor, unselfishly caring and loving for those in need, and on that journey, discovering the real and abundant life, a kind that culture can hardly imagine and we can barely understand, but that abundant life that comes through Jesus, that comes through living with one another. So how do you answer that question? Who do you say that Jesus is? What does that look like for you? I love the picture that was chosen for today because of the red shoes in the corner. My signature red shoes became a hot topic conversation in Wimberley, actually. When I first developed and discovered these red shoes, I didn't make them. I found them. Sorry, I didn't develop them. But I developed the persona that goes in them when I step into the red shoes. And I was at an event after I had announced I was leaving the community, and it was an event of a lot of heads of organizations that we had all worked with, and so it was kind of like a roast. Either that or it was like an obituary. I'm not sure. It was some of both happening in that time as they were saying thank you and sharing some beautiful words of our ministry together. And always and faithfully, there was a young man named Scott in the back of the room, had always been on the journey with us together in different helping organizations, wondering how to live out this life of Christ. And so he, on that day, decided it was time for an in-depth conversation. And so he wanted to talk about who he had discovered that this Jesus is. And he said that this Jesus is someone who reaches out to the ostracized, the unclean, and the marginalized. And I feel like that is, he said, I feel like that is what we do as we as organizations partner together. And I believe that is what you do as you stand in your red shoes. As you boldly share a message that is not always welcomed by everyone. And so he wanted to talk about this life from beginning to end with Jesus. And he had done all of this research to try to find these words, and he had found a blogger that wrote this: "Jesus was born into barren smallness among straw and animal dung. He called people to leave security, home, and livelihood to model blessed life together. He lived in homeless humility, living off the generosity of others' welcome. He defied rules of decorum, purity, and tradition to bring healing, comfort, and hope. He speaks relentless forgiveness and radically shows mercy in all things. He preached the kingdom of God, selflessness, and sacrifice. He spoke unflinchingly into injustice and corruption and religious hypocrisy. He regularly ate with priests and prostitutes, treating both equally. He endured wrongful imprisonment, brutal violence, and an excruciating execution to show you, and I think me, he said, and the whole world love. I said, yes. That was a great block. He said, yes, but what the blank does that mean? I said, great question. And so it became this conversation of how do you flesh out who this Jesus is, and how then, when we are asked to take up our cross, to be a person of discipleship, what does that look like in going deeper and living out our faith? For each of us, again, that's going to look very different as we figure out and understand what this looks like in our realm of the world. Because we can say all these beautifully right words and still possibly misrepresent God or completely miss the point as other words come out of our mouth. I tell you, it's terrifying as a preacher. And even more so, I believe, as a Christian, as we represent God in our world. But the grace of it all is that we don't have to understand right away. That this is ongoing work that we're going to figure out every step of the way by going deeper. Maybe for you that begins with prayer or a Bible study or a small group conversation or coming to worship and struggling together or having a specific conversation with a friend whom you want to hear and learn from. Whatever that might mean for you for going deeper. What does it look like to be on this discipleship journey? A journey where we are invited into this amazing love that we can hardly put words to. And that we're asked to go and share with other people, bringing God into the world in every circumstance. What does that look like for you? For me?